drama was spelt H-E-C-H-S-H-E-R last night at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
Hechsher.
Hechsher?
Hechsher.
Hechsher. Okay, definition.
Hechsher is a rabbinical endorsement or certification, especially of food products that conform with traditional Jewish dietary laws. Hechsher.
Hechsher.
A 14-year-old Saren Hooks from North Carolina nailed the spelling in the eighth round, but the judges didn't know it. They eliminated Saren, and the round continued. But about 12 minutes later, in one of the most remarkable turnabouts in the history of organized competitive spelling, Saren was back.
Before we begin round 9, speller number 180, Saren Hooks, you probably saw some hesitation on the judge's part. We made a mistake. You spelled the word correctly. Would you please take your...
Saren Hooks ended last night's B in third place, thanks in large part to the brother of another contestant. Lucas Brown, a seventh grader from Poway, California, was in Washington last night to watch his sister Julie. But even after his sister's elimination in round 5, Lucas kept watching and comparing spellings on his laptop computer.
I was following along on the software edition of the authority that they use for the spelling bee. That's, according to my dad, the full name's about a foot and a half long, something like Merriam-Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, Third New International Version, copyright 2002, or something like that.
But you had this up on your laptop?
Yeah, yeah, they've got a software edition of it. So I just typed in her spelling, and it turned out that her spelling was correct.
The word in question was Hechsher, and they rang the bell on her.
Yes, somehow an extra C had snuck into the word.
What'd you do?
I started showing my family and took my dad a while to catch on to that, and then he took the laptop and went out and tried to find the right authorities to notify.
Now, we should say we're joined by David Brown, your father, and by taking this to you, Mr. Brown, Lucas was actually doing exactly the right thing under the rules of the spelling bee, as I understand it.
Imagine that.
I won't go any farther with that. But a parent has unique standing to appeal a judgment of the chair in a spelling bee, I gather.
Yes, and I'm no expert on the rules, but as I recall, the only people who have the standing to make an appeal would be the speller's parents or the sponsor. When I finally realized that Lucas was not being a little misbehaving boy in the middle of the auditorium.
He was keeping the whole country honest at that
point. Yeah, that he was really onto it. I realized somebody had to do something, and I didn't know what.
And what happened?
At first, responses were, you know, are you a parent, are you the sponsor kind of thing. And then we raised the point, you know, it's a catch-22. The parents are up on stage. We don't know who the sponsor is, but a mistake has been made. And they did the right thing. They realized they had made an error and corrected it.
Well, the speller in question, Saren Hooks, her bronze medal finish there was thanks to you. You got her reinstated. Lucas, this was your doing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to her afterwards about this?
Yeah.
She thanked you for doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you say?
I said, you're welcome.
Okay. Well, Lucas, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
That's Lucas Brown, along with his father, David Brown. Lucas recognized the judge's mistake in last night's National Spelling Bee.